Moon and Sixpence, Volume 55, Chapter 4. Ada did not speak, but with the boy followed him to the house. The girl who had brought him was by this time sitting on the veranda, and here was lying an old woman, with her back to the wall, making native cigarettes. Ada pointed to the door. The doctor, wondering irritably why they behaved so strangely, entered, and there found Strickland cleaning his palette. There was a picture on the easel. Strickland, clad only in a pareo, was standing with his back to the doctor. But he turned round when he heard the sound of boots. He gave the doctor a look of vexation. He was surprised to see him, and resented the intrusion. But the doctor gave a gasp. He was rooted to the floor, and he stared with all his eyes. This was not what he expected. He was seized with horror.
You enter without ceremony, said Strickland. What can I do for you?
The doctor recovered himself, but it required quite an effort for him to find his voice. All his irritation was gone, and he felt,
Eh bien, oui, je ne le nique.
He felt an overwhelming pity. I am Dr. Cortres. I was down at Tavaro to see the chiefess, and Ada sent for me to see you. She's damned fool. I have had a few aches and pains lately and a little fever, but that's nothing. It will pass off. Next time anyone went to Papiti, I was going to send for some Queenie.
Look at yourself in the glass.
Strickland gave him a glance, smiled, and went over to a cheap mirror in a little wooden frame that hung on the wall.
Well?
Do you not see a strange change in your face? Do you not see the thickening of her features and a look? How shall I describe it? The books call it lion-faced.
Mon pauvre me.
Must I tell you that you have a terrible disease?
I?
When you look at yourself in the glass, you see the typical appearance of the leper.
You're jesting, said Strickland.
I wish to God I were. Do you intend to tell me that I have leprosy? Unfortunately, there can be no doubt of it.